Back now with Day to Day. Getting ready for the 4th of July holiday, stocking up on apple pie and hot dog buns, don't forget about that all-important soundtrack for your Independence Day festivities. Here's music journalist Christian Bordahl with his selection of summer songs.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
Yes, the summer is upon us. But what, I ask you, does this light-hearted season of frivolity mean for the serious music lover?
Summer! Time, time, time. Child, the living is easy.
Everyone knows that people who grow up in cold, sunless climates are dour, unfriendly alcoholic smokers who create darkly foreboding art about the end of mankind that they take very seriously.
August the third month, summer with some rays, sunshine blaze, my eyes are kind of glazed, cleaning my coffee, I'm making a call.
On the other hand, people who grow up in warm, sunny climates have warm, sunny personalities. They're friendly, light-hearted, attractive, physically fit, vapid ignoramuses who drive with the top down and create marshmallow art for beach parties.
Let me go on, like I blister in the sun.
Oh, that's just bad typecasting, you say. What about the Spice Girls and ABBA? And any number of other purveyors of pop froth from the northern climes. Well, that's exactly my point. I mean, the fact is, all their scoffing and frowning notwithstanding, you know there's a side of those cold climate folks that really wants to lighten up and have fun. And when the summer arrives and the sun finally pokes through the clouds and all their pasty white bodies are suddenly and frighteningly revealed, then everything changes. All bets are off. The musical snobbery melts away like the last of the spring snowfall. And maybe that's just how it should be.
When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it. When the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it. When the teenage car gets the cop down on it. That time is here for one more year. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
I know we're grown-ups now, and we're embarrassed to go around acting like a bunch of musical teenagers. But it's hormonal, man. It's like biological. That summer feeling hits you, and before you know it, you're humming things like, good, 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 good vibrations, bop, bop. Or maybe, but uh-oh, the summer nights. Tell me more. Tell me more. Did you get very far? Tell me more. Like, does he have a car? It's summer, man. Let it all hang out. Don't worry about playing by the rules. Don't let some high art, cold climate music critic harsh your mellow. If that old Monkees album is calling your name, or maybe it's Michael Jackson, or Blondie, or Edie Brickell, or Barry White, or Pink, or whatever it is you need to catch the sunny vibe, break it out, dude. Go for it. Just, well, you know, if you find yourself reaching for, like, Hilary Duff or NSYNC or something, then, oh, all right, anything, whatever it takes, I declare summer to be a critic-free zone, and that includes self-criticism. Go forth, go crazy, take it all off and dance in the sunny summertime sunshine.
For more of the songs we just heard from music journalist Christian Bordahl, go to npr.org. You can also suggest your own summer classics for a compilation that will appear on our website.